With the Trump administration crackdown on immigration, a small but growing number of people here illegally have taken refuge in churches. Immigration and Customs Enforcement generally refrains from making arrests in so-called sensitive locations, like houses of worship. Member station WHYY and the Philadelphia Inquirer spent time with one family living in a church. Laura Benchoff has the story.
It's 6:30 on a Monday morning. Clive and Juanita Thompson are starting their day with familiar routines, only now they're in an unfamiliar place.
Can we come in?
Their 16-year-old daughter, Christine, slowly stirs from the sofa where she sleeps, while her 12-year-old brother, Timothy, dozes on a nearby blow-up mattress.
Christine, time for school.
The family moved into a pair of spare rooms in a First United Methodist Church in Philadelphia 6 months ago. The kids' room is still used by the church's theater group. Clive says it can be stressful when they have late rehearsals.
Sometimes you don't want to do it. You want to rest, but you got to wait on them till they finish.
Sharing space with strangers in the church's industrial kitchen or showering in a public bathroom on another floor is a big part of their life now. When Christine is ready for school, her parents walk her down a broad wooden staircase to a side door. Then they stop. Clive and Juanita can't cross the church's threshold, or they risk being deported.
This is how far I can go. And I can't even go with her to the bus stop. It's made me really, really sad, because if something happened to her, how can I go out there?
The Thompsons emigrated from Jamaica 15 years ago after they say gangs gunned down Juanita's brother and burned the family's sugarcane farm. All five of their kids have permission to stay in the United States. Two were born here, but the parents lost their asylum case in 2013. Under the Obama administration, ICE didn't consider them priorities for deportation.
And then that was swept away under the Trump administration.
David Bennion is Clive and Juanita's immigration attorney. Bennion says if the couple had returned to Jamaica like they were ordered to, they'd be barred from coming back to the U.S. for 10 years.
So by then, all their children would be grown. They would lose their house. They would lose the careers that they had been building over time.
Now, Clive and Juanita's adult daughter is trying to sponsor them, but that visa process can take years. In the meantime, ICE considers them fugitives, and they plan to remain at First United Methodist until something changes. While Juanita makes breakfast, she smiles as Clive describes his old job, packaging single-serving coffee creamers like the ones the church uses.
I'm one of the best operators around this. Me and a guy from Russia. He's an immigrant like me too. He barely speaks English.
The couple that's used to working overtime is struggling to fill their days. They spend hours on Bible study. Juanita lobbies elected officials for help. And throughout the day, they look at their cell phones. Did Christine catch the bus? Is Timothy on his way home? They're waiting when Christine walks through the door in the afternoon. She says she used to be more like a typical teenager.
Like when my mom would say, how's your day at school? Or something like that. And I would just be like, it was okay. And like go up to my room or something. But like now, like I see that it means a lot more.
She's just grateful that her family is still together. For NPR News, I'm Laura Benchoff in Philadelphia.